competency or stability needed to be president. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Corker said he stands by those words. Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler telling the Boston Globe had got it wrong. He did not have a seizure while touring in Brazil. Tyler saying he canceled the rest of his tour so he could have a minor medical procedure performed in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
He has not yet demonstrated some of the competence and some of the stability. It might have been in reverse, but not yet demonstrated, and that we need for him to be successful.
Outgoing Republican Senator Bob Corker is not backing down on some recent comments critical of President Trump. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Tennessee Republican saying on Sunday,
I stand by the comments I made at the time. I don't make comments like that without thinking. I chose the words. I stand by those words.
Corker's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He announced last week he's not running for re-election when his term ends next year. The U.S. Supreme Court beginning a very busy term today. On the docket during this term, cases involving same-sex weddings, sports betting, and cell phone privacy. Now, one of the cases is the case of a Colorado cake baker's refusal to bake a cake for a gay couple's wedding. In that case, the baker claims making the cake for the couple violates his religious principles, but the couple claims that's no grounds for what they see as discrimination. The court will also take up the issue of whether the federal government can prevent New Jersey from allowing sports betting at casinos and racetracks. The court will also rule on whether the government needs a warrant to get data that they could use to track movements of a cell phone user. And the Major League Baseball regular season's over. Tomorrow the playoffs start with the American League wild card game, the Yankees versus the Twins. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're going to go to the weather right now. So this afternoon, it's going to be sunny with a high near 75, light northeast winds. Tonight, patchy fog after 4 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, clear with a low around 44 degrees. Boy, has it been getting cold out there. Light southeast winds. And Tuesday, patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Calm wind becoming southeast around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Mioli here from Get Healthy Hunterdon. We are with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare facility. And today we have a special guest in the sound studio here, and this is Heidi Spencer from Sugar Maple Jerseys. And Heidi, why don't you tell us a little bit about what brings you here to the Main Street USA here.
Okay, what brings me here today is just to share a little bit about dairy farming and the different ways that we farm and how we like to bring all natural products to directly to the customer to try to market ourselves a little bit to help make up with the low milk prices.
Nice. You know, when we look around Hutterdon County, we've got so many still open fields and all, and it's nice to see tractors out there, you know, cutting down the hay and the alfalfa and the straw and all the different crops, the corn, the wheat, and everything going like that and all. What is it like to be doing farming and dairy farming here in Hutterdon County now in this kind of day and age?
It's amazing, to be honest with you. It's not even a job. And as difficult as it is, and it's a lifestyle that most people don't understand. I have lots of friends that, you know, they want to get together, they want to go out. You have picnics, you have parties, and it just, it's sorry, I got cows to milk. You got hay to get made, you know, when it's raining, and, you know, that's your downtime. That's your try to fit everything in, fix your stuff. It's a good way of life. You know, you're always working, you're always doing something. But you're always, you know, with your family, you're always with your cows, you're doing what you love, you know, you work for yourself, and at the end of the day, you kind of, you're really proud of what you do. So it's not about just, you know, pushing a pencil to paper or, you know, putting your fingers on a keyboard. You're feeding the world, essentially. So it's something to definitely be proud of, and it's a good job to have. Yeah, keeps us out of trouble. Keeps us busy. We're tired a lot of times. We're tired.
This is an incredible thing. When we moved out to Hutterdon County back in the early 1960s and stuff, you know, it was wide open, all kinds of farms and everything like that. During the summertime, I was baling hay and stuff on two farms, and you'd come home at night, you'd be dead tired to the world and stuff. You'd fall asleep, you'd wake up, and you'd get back right to it and all. And a lot of people look at you and say, oh, my God, how can you do that kind of a lifestyle? But you probably look at people and say, how can you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go into a car, drive an hour, go and sit?
Oh, the driving, forget it. I don't even – the driving, that's my only thing. I consider it, I like to stay at the compound. Whenever I don't have to leave the farm, that's my day off, you know, to get to stay there and do your thing. It's a little bit more difficult now with a lot of developing. You know, farmers have to travel, you know, a little bit further away from the farm to get more property, to get more acreage, to be able to produce, you know, to be able to make a living. So when you're on the road and you have these people, you know, racing around, so it's so busy, we've got all of our stuff to do, and that's great. Everybody makes the world go round, but everybody kind of tends to forget about the farmer that's really working hard and trying to get down the road just to get to the next job. And, you know, I purse the little plug for farmers. I wish people would be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more understanding to the people that, you know, you want to bite the hand that feeds you. You know, we're all out here working for a living. So.
Exactly, and stuff. Because without farmers and stuff, there's going to be no crops out there. No crops, you're not going to be fed.
No farmers, no food. I mean, I hate to, you know, say it, but
exactly.
It's pretty standard.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Sugar Maple Jerseys is all about? What's a typical day for you?
Oh, gosh, typical day.
What time do you guys get up and... You milk cows, so about how many do you milk? What's the feeding regimen that goes on? After you get done milking them, then what does your day start out with?
Okay. My schedule changes a little bit with the seasons, but I would say for the most part, my schedule starts at 3 a.m. We get up. Yep. I'm a mom, so I have two little girls. So my schedule and my whole life basically revolves around the cows and children. So we have the cow schedule, and then the cow schedule has to interweave with the kid's schedule. For example, they have to get on the bus at a certain time. They get off the bus, and we have to be there to do that. So we get up at 3. In the summertime, you know, obviously we need coffee. So we start out with the coffee and then go out, do some feeding, bring the cows in because they're out on pasture. Now they only come in to milk. So they're always out grazing. They're on pasture. They come in. They get some grass hay to eat. We milk the cows. After milking, the cows go back out again, and they stay out until the next milking. I milk twice a day.
Twice a day.
Yep, every day, 365 days a year. And typically I like to be milking by at least, you know, 4:30 in the morning. Usually the same in the afternoon, but it tends to be 5 since so many things kind of squeeze in.
Okay.
So.
And about how many cows are you milking at?
Right now I'm milking about 35 cows.
35 cows?
Yep.
Wow.
Jersey cows, which are the brown cows. So they have, they're known for their components in their milk. So they have higher butter fat, higher protein, which makes them ideal for cheese making.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like like the cream line on the milk's insane. So, you know, my coffee every morning is phenomenal. It might be the coffee, it might be the milk, I'm not sure. But so they're a really good breed for me. They're smaller cows, so they're easier for me to handle. You know, I'm just a single mom doing it there myself, so mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I can do as much of the job myself as I can without any, you know, real man muscles, you know.
Right.
So they're smaller cows. They have smaller babies, easier for me to handle, easier for me to move around, shuffle, things like that. Holsteins are a much bigger breed. They're bigger cows.
Right.
They eat a lot more.
Okay.
They're I love all cows. I do. But the Jersey breed just works for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
this is interesting. Okay. Because everybody, you know, assumes that, you know, a milking cow is
the black
same,
and white
no
with the
is.
Spots would be the Holstein.
Right.
But
oh.
instead, I milk the little brown cows that okay. are, you know. Little happy brown cows on the hill. And so I do my regimen in the summer is about 90% grass-fed. So the cows are always out grazing, fresh grasses. They also eat alfalfa, which is a grass. They mm-hmm. eat dry grass hay. They get a little bit of grain, which is a small portion of their diet. It's about 10%. Right now we're not feeding corn silage, which would be chopped corn.
Oh, okay.
So we're getting ready to do harvest. So we're getting ready to chop corn as soon as it comes through, which is always a highlight of the season. We do enjoy harvest time. And so that'll change their diet a little bit, but it's really cool with the milk for the Jersey cows in the summertime. Like all of our products, our cheeses, butter, turns
okay.
a yellow color. So we sell a fresh mozzarella. Well, I don't know if you eat fresh mozzarella, but people are typically used to the white buffalo mm-hmm. mozzarella. So they see ours at the farmer's market, and it's yellow. And they're like, ew, what is this? And I'm like, well, I guess it's all natural, which is what people aren't used to.
Right.
So what turns the milk yellow is the fresh grasses. So when the cow eats fresh grasses,
okay.
she then consumes, you know, antioxidants, beta carotene, you get your omega-3s, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then the beta carotene is then stored in her fat stores, so which comes out. You have your beta carotene, the orange, the yellow, whatever.
Right.
It's stored, so it comes out in the milk.
Uh-huh.
Wintertime, the cheeses are a little bit whiter.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not out. Obviously, there's no fresh grass
right,
in winter.
Get.
So truthfully, you can tell there's honesty in the product itself. When you see the cheese is yellow mm-hmm. and then you see cheese that's white, so you know the cows really are
Isn't
eating
that
fresh
something
grass.
How Mother Nature is so, you know, more intelligent than
She's
man
amazing.
And everything like
We're
that.
We're friends. I love her. I
you
do.
Know, and here you're doing it naturally out there and stuff, you know, grain, you know, free range, you know, grass fed type of thing. You can't get really any better than that. And your products reflect that and all. Now, you were mentioning that you were at some sort of a farm market. Where's that one at?
We do farmers markets. I have one market that runs like year round. So that's at the Stengel factory right here in Flemington.
Oh, okay. Right here in
yep.
our home base. Okay.
Exactly. So we're there year round. So that would be my local source to provide the products to everybody. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, people want to come to the farm to pick up products, and I do the best that I can, but it's just me. So when you have me and we have the kids, it's usually like juggling 10 balls up in the air, and I try to get, you know, people uh-huh. want to have a tour and they want to see the cows, which I'm seriously proud of what we do there,
mm-hmm.
but it just makes it really difficult to try to make the time. So it's a future thing to be able to get people out to the farm
right.
to see what it is that I do, to, you know, respect what it is that I do. I feel that there's a lot of misconceptions with the dairy industry, and I think it's important for people to know the farmer. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Meet your farmer. I'm at the farmer's market every weekend selling my product to you.
Yeah.
I physically, sometimes people say, you know, why don't you this or why don't you that? And I said, well, you know, I actually milked the cows this morning. I actually physically cows. I packed my coolers and I am physically here
mm-hmm.
bringing my cheese to you.
Now, what is your products marketed under, the name and things?
Sugar maple jerseys.
Yep. Sugar maple jerseys.
Jerseys like the cow.
Okay, like the cow and stuff.
Somebody
oh.
asked me. They said, is it Jersey like the state? No. No, but we have jerseys in Jersey. So I guess that's how that works.
That is amazing. We're going to take a little commercial break here, folks, and we're going to come back and find out more about Hunterdon County and what makes a difference with Sugar Maple Jerseys with Heidi Spencer.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
We are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimos of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in the healthcare industry. And we are talking with the owner and head milker and stuff from Sugar Maple, Jersey's Heidi Spencer. So, Heidi, we had a pretty interesting off-air talk about just the daily activities and the grinds and things like that. How the heck did anybody like yourself ever get involved with dairy farming?
It's interesting. I did grow up on a dairy farm, so that's where it all started. Started with a love of animals, a love for cows, specifically the Jersey breed. I just always thought they were the most beautiful. I felt they had the most character, and it's not a cow you see every day. So I kind of, obviously, based on what I do for a living, you know, single mom, owner of a dairy farm, it's not exactly something you see every day, and neither is Jersey cows. So I kind of like to keep off the beaten path a little bit with what I do. But so I grew up on a dairy farm in Lebanon. Actually, probably it's what that's like 15 minutes from here, down by Clinton.
Exactly.
So my grandfather owned a dairy farm. They milked cows there. So I grew up with the life. You know, it was best memories ever. My sister and I playing in the silage, the corn, you know, helping pick pumpkins, helping this new calves. You know, I didn't really do anything in the dairy barn. I was too young. Mm-hmm. So the dairy herd sold when it was in the late 80s when I was in second grade. And so then we left the farm. We, you know, my dad, mom, sister, and we left the farm and moved to Lebanon Township, where my dad continued on a local property to have beef cows.
Oh.
So I had a couple beef cows. So it was still every summer, you know, you're throwing hay, you're chopping corn in the fall, and it's all part of agriculture. So it was always part of my life, always a big part of my life. I didn't live on the farm. I didn't breathe it, so to speak, but it was definitely part of my everyday. As I got older, I just felt, you know what I mean, to get back to that. So I started, my dad moved his farm back to Lebanon. It's a big, long story, whatever. But he wound up back to the original home farm of the family.
Wow.
Yep. With his beef cows. And so he, I was waitressing at the time, you know, I was trying to decide school, what are we doing? I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I was helping him out a little bit with a sick calf that he had. I happened to have the free time and stuff.
Okay.
And I loved it. I love cows. I've always been, you know what I mean, my favorite animal ever. And through that, I decided around my 21st birthday, I wanted a Jersey cow, like a family milk cow. Doesn't everybody want a family milk cow? It just seems like such a good idea, right?
Right.
And so for my 21st birthday, my parents bought me a little Jersey calf, and her name was Lily. And so I guess that just started the fever. And, you know, then I started I started working on local farms just to even learn. I'm like, how do you even milk a cow?
Right.
And you know, everybody thinks in the squeeze and the whatever. There's a little technique to it. There's a little technique. It's not rocket science, but you know, it's a learned, you know, whatever the word is I'm looking for. So anyway, so I wanted to learn how to milk cows and understand it a little bit more. And so I started buying a couple calves here and there and raising them and milking cows and working. And so then I just continued doing that for probably about 10 years. And I, you know, managed like a larger Holstein herd. And,
oh, okay.
Yep, in Warren County. So I was learning everything about herd health and breeding and nutrition. I always worked like one-on-one with vets or nutritionists. So I wouldn't say that I was, you know, 100% skilled in those areas,
sure.
But just learning everything I could, you know, to be hands-on, you know, with the farming. I always wanted to have my own farm, more specifically milk my own cows, you know, maybe one day be able to buy my own farm, which everybody, you know, you'll never do it. You know, there's
right.
no money in dairy. You'll never do it. It's too hard. You know, you're a girl, all that, you know, the standard, you'll never
oh, yeah.
do it. And
exactly.
so, so then the herd sold and I was just raising my children and had a couple heifers and, you know, some cows that I just didn't want to sell. And I just guess I had this brilliant idea. Why don't I just buy my own cows? Don't ask me what I was thinking. This was like, it's 4.5 years ago. And I had this idea. I'm just going to get a loan. Got big dreams. I'm going to do this. I'm girl power and we're in. And I did. And I bought a small herd of Jersey cows and I got a loan for some equipment and the cows and, and started up. And it's been a whirlwind. And I mean, I look back even today, and it's been a struggle, but it's character building. It's definitely the person I was 4.5 years ago isn't close to the person I am today. It was very humbling. It's definitely given me a great appreciation for hard work and faith and just believing in yourself and positive thinking. It's like
sure.
some days you say to yourself, you have to find the silver lining, literally. Some days like this is broken, that's broken, pipes are frozen, you got no sleep, this cow's sick. You know, everything's an issue, and you're like, well, you know what? We have our health, and I guess I'm going to go eat some lunch. You know what I mean? Maybe at the end of the day I can find a cold beer, something. That's your silver lining. Some days it really comes down to the bare minimum of you got to find the most positive thing in that day.
That takes it back to, like, you know, the pioneers of Hunterdon County, if we can be so, you know, bold and say, you know, they came out here, you know, they opened up their fields, you know, they grew their own crops, their own food that they ate. They made sure that their animals came first because that was their basic livelihood and stuff, and then everything else came besides there and all. And then they made sure that if they had any offspring and stuff, those people would be involved in the farm activities, whether they wanted to or not. It was part of the family and all. So are your girls or your children also involved in the farming?
They are. They're actually they're very different. They're 7 and 8. Madeline is my oldest, and then Miranda, and they like different things. My youngest is more like, I call her Elmira, like from, like Animaniacs or Tiger. Oh my gosh. Any animal that she is lucky enough to catch, cause they see her and they run. They scurry off and I want to love them and squeeze them and hug them. And so she's usually holding a chicken, like squeezing it if it can breathe, and then a cat. And then, my oldest, she likes to lead the calves around. So she lets the cows out for me. So in the summertime, it was great. So I would, you know, I'd give her a call and she'd come out. She let the cows out. She'll do the sweeping. She'll do the scraping. It's definitely, anyone that's a farmer knows, you have somebody to open the gate for you. That's a win. So you don't have to stop, get off the tractor, open the gate. And so I have my little helpers, you know, my little gate openers and stuff like that. We haven't been fortunate enough for them to come to the farmers markets with me, but over the summer they label products for me.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we do some wholesaling. So I'm weighing, and one's writing down the weight, the other's putting the label on, and we're going here, we're going there. So they're definitely a part of it. I do like them to have a life, so to speak.
Sure.
I mean, I want them to, you know, I want them to experience everything. You
right.
know what I mean? You don't have to stay on the farm, but do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do gymnastics, we've got softball, Girl Scouts, and you know, we dabble a little bit maybe with the 4-H and just appreciate the farm, you know.
Sure.
I think a lot of farm kids grow up and, you know, some of them, it's their heart and soul and they want nothing more than farming, and some of them just hate it. Get me out of here. And I don't really ever want that for my children. I want them to always respect it, love it, like, you know their mom worked hard and it was a good life and that's what we did, but you also had the opportunity to go out and be somewhere else. You know, a lot of farmers, it's, that's my son. He's going to farm. You know, I don't think that's right. I think you should let your children be who they want to be, encourage it, but, you know, also respect it.
Yeah.
You know, respect what I do and respect the good food and all that we do and the time. It's nothing but time. That's what we spend. We don't go many places, but we're always together.
Together and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's that balance and stuff that, you know, so often is needed, you know, when you have your own business and stuff, number one, and then when the business is all around you and stuff and you've got livestock to take care of, like the chickens, the cows and everything else that you have going on there and all. It's just incredible the time things that go on with it. You must be good at multitasking and things.
I've said it before. It's like dancing backwards in high heels. It's like juggling 15 things at once. And it's just sometimes it's, you know, everything goes perfectly. And it's, let's say one ball drops. You're going to have to figure it out. It's a different life, dairy farming. For example, let's say you work in an office, okay, and your computer breaks. So then what do? You call your manager. You call the CFO, CEO, whatever.
Right.
You know, when you're going up the tier, whatever. I don't have any of that. Uh-huh. That breaks, I'm going to have to figure it out. So I'm not in the corporate world where somebody's going to figure out my problems for me. It's, you know, then I got to figure out who's going to fix it. How am I going to pay for it? Who's going to this? How am I going to now work without that piece of machinery?
Exactly.
You're using your brain. Do you know what I mean? You're really using it to figure it out every day. And I think it's important. We're very self-sufficient. Farmers are very self-sufficient.
Yeah. Very good at problem solving and utilizing what you have at hand.
Because you have to. The cows need you. You know what I mean? Your children need you. You know, just like if you were, you know, stranded on an island or something, you're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of nowadays people are, everything's so easy. You've got a phone in your hand. You've got a computer. You can order. Somebody's going to bring it to you. Everybody, it's like, can figure out your problems for you.
Right.
Which kind of makes it like a zombie world, truthfully, where, you know, people can't function without somebody telling them
exactly
what they should do. And so that's why kind of farming, it's...
And farming, like you said and stuff, you know, creates, you know, people that are self-thinkers, self-motivators, self-solvers and stuff. And
yep,
as far as... And that's probably what the environment, that's what the society really needs to have.
Yeah,
stuff.
We're cool. These farmers are cool people,
yeah,
I tell you.
Know?
We are,
jeez,
you know. You got to look out. We're going to take over. I know it.
Well, a small growing and stuff, that's always good like that. So on your farm, you've got, you said, about 35.
I have 35 milk cows, but
milk
there's,
cows.
I must be a cow hoarder or something. I've really wanted to increase the herd. The barn itself, I can milk. At one time, the barn has stalls, and then it holds the cows. So I have a tie stall barn.
Okay.
So the cows come in, and it's not a parlor where it's a different style of milking.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the way my barn works is I bring the milking machine to the cow specifically.
Oh, okay.
In a parlor, the cows come to you.
Oh.
So your milking equipment is stationary. The cows come to you, which is more efficient. It's more efficient. It's, you get a lot more done, a lot quicker. I personally enjoy the one-on-one with the cows. Is the parlor more efficient? Absolutely. But I don't necessarily farm just for the milk check. I really love the cows, and I love being, they have names, they're all registered.
Uh-huh.
We have Lita with the cowbell. Yeah, I kind of do it a little bit different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy being with the animals, you know, one-on-one. So,
sure.
But the barn itself could hold close to 50 cows.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have 80 total. I have 80 total between calves and heifers and... So it's a we're a pretty big tribe over there.
Wow! So now you go and you milk these cows. About how much milk do you get per cow? Then what do you do with it?
Okay, I'm pretty limited in production. I don't push for production. Like I said, with the grass fed, you definitely sacrifice. You know, your animal care is number one. You're going to sacrifice production. You know, unless you want to have a factory farm. Not necessarily factory farm. I agree. Farming is wonderful in every different aspect. We need all kinds. I choose to farm differently, and that's my choice, and I respect everyone because, you know, animals are number one. Whether you have a parlor and you're milking 1,000 cows, those cows are all still very important to you.
Sure.
Every dairy farmer cares about their cows, and like I said, society has this big misconception, like, we hate them and we beat them. Why would we do that? That's my money.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's my money, and if you lose an animal, you not only lose her, but you lose her production. You lose her production in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So animal care is important for the most part to every farmer. Some choose to care for them differently.
Right.
So my care is different. So I do sacrifice production a little bit with, you know, the way that I feed the cows. And so I would say each cow, oh my gosh, maybe gives, like 5 gallons of milk per day.
Per day?
Yeah,
wow.
Per day. Maybe a little bit less. Maybe, okay. Maybe I'm talking myself up a little bit mm-hmm. here because we're on the air, you know. I got to speak up for myself. But so for the most part, you know, they really, they don't, you know, if you have, but it's the breed. The Jersey breed milks less.
Sure.
But their milk is richer with components. So it basically evens out where a mm-hmm. Holstein would make more.
Right, okay.
And you know, the components, they vary with each different cow. They could do, mm-hmm. you know, they could be higher, you know. There's all different, you know, kinds of cows and different components and
right.
different levels and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, but they really don't milk that much. And, you know what I mean, the herd health is top-notch. The cows, they hang out, and they're very self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's very few health problems, so... and that's another thing when people talk about antibiotics in milk.
Okay.
You know, when I speak of herd health and people say, and do you antibiotics, do you this, do you that? First of all, I just want to say a bottle of medicine is very expensive. Very expensive, number one. And number two, that's a big animal, so that requires a big dose. If you were to have a sick animal, our farm is not organic. In order to be organic, I would not be able to use any antibiotics at all,
oh,
ever.
Oh, okay.
And the way I explain it to a lot of people think organic is better. I disagree. I think that, you know, organic is a great thing. I think it's a wonderful idea, but it doesn't always have to be 100% organic. The way I say is I don't have organic pets and I don't have organic children. So if you think about your dog, do you have a dog?
I do.
Okay. Well, if he or she is sick, do you want to give them medicine?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So why shouldn't I be allowed to do the same for my cows? Because mm-hmm. they're like pets to me. Like, I absolutely love my Jerseys. So if one is sick, I will give her medicine. But there is no antibiotics in the milk. There's a withhold. So that milk has to be thrown away.
Oh, okay.
It does not ever, you know, it doesn't go through the milking system. She gets milked separate. She's by herself. There's no antibiotics.
Okay, I was going to say, does she get a little bit isolated from
she
the
does.
Rest
she
of
She does. She gets
her
separated. Then? Her milk is separate until she passes the withhold time. And that's based on dosage and timing. And we work, you know, all dairy farmers work really close with the vet.
Okay.
Every time we ship milk, because you asked what I do with my milk besides the cheese making we talked about.
Sure.
I do ship to DFA, Dairy Farmers of America. It's a big, you know, creamery commercial.
Oh,
creamery.
Okay.
So then that goes to their big creamery. So whether they send the milk to be bottled or you're making yogurt, ice cream, powdered milk, whatever, we get paid the market price, which is set by the government, which is
okay.
awesome.
That sounds great then.
It's not awesome, the price. The price is a little tough. I don't feel that it's very fair, but, you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of been the age-old thing with dairy farming.
Right.
But...
what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break here, everybody, and we will be back with more information about this wonderful farm here called Sugar Maple Jerseys, and it's run by the head bottle washer cook and commandant Heidi Spencer.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief.
President Trump addressing the nation about last night's horrific shooting in Las Vegas.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
The official death toll from last night's shooting is still hovering at 50, but local officials are saying to expect that number to decline after the shooting when 64-year-old Stephen Panic opened fire on a crowd of concert goers from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. The gunman killed himself as police were about to enter his room. USA Radio News.
It's all about the Chiefs Redskins tonight, your last chance to beat Vegas this football weekend. You've seen the sports gambling movie that Hollywood made called Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. It's all about the life of the world's most successful professional sports handicapper, Brandon Lang. One of the reasons Hollywood made the movie is because Brandon Lang is 21-3 lifetime with his Super Bowl picks after scoring with the Patriots last year. You want to talk about delivering under pressure? He's done it his entire career. Washington, K.C. is Brandon. Brandon Lang's biggest Monday night play of the season, and you can get it absolutely free by texting the word Monday to 30838. No pushy salesman, no hassles, no 800 numbers, no recorded messages. Just text the word Monday to 30838 to get Brandon Lang's biggest Monday night play of the season for free, no strings attached. His KC Washington winner, backed by in-depth analysis, is yours absolutely free. Just text the word Monday to 30838.
The new session of the Supreme Court gets underway. Correspondent Chris Barnes takes a look ahead.
Justices will be taking up cases involving same-sex weddings, sports betting, and cell phone privacy. One case concerning a Colorado baker's refusal to bake a cake for a gay couple's wedding. The baker arguing that making the cake for the couple violates his religious principles, while the couple claims it's discrimination. The court will also take up the issue of whether the federal government can stop New Jersey from allowing sports betting at casinos and racetracks, and the court will decide whether the government needs a warrant to get data that could be used to track a cell phone user. I'm Chris Barnes.
Construction spending in the U.S. is on the rebound. After two straight months of declines, the Commerce Department reported construction spending was up 0.5% in August, better than anticipated by economists. Government officials say Hurricanes Harvey and Irma had little impact on the data. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mississippi officials confirm it was a military jet from their base that crashed in Tennessee. Here's Randy Bell.
The Naval Air Station in Meridian has confirmed that one of its planes was conducting a training flight Sunday in eastern Tennessee, where a military jet crashed in the Cherokee National Forest. That T-45 carried an instructor and student pilot. Recovery teams are going back to the crash site today, expecting to find the bodies of those pilots. Helicopters flew over the area Sunday and didn't see any parachutes. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Electric car maker Tesla says they're going to be sending large amounts of their solar-powered batteries to Puerto Rico. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The company announced over the weekend it's been shipping hundreds of its Powerwall batteries to Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria slammed into the U.S. territory on September the 20th. Tesla's employees have been installing the batteries that can be paired with solar panels to store and provide electricity. Nearly all of Puerto Rico's power grid is still out, and it could be months before the system is running everywhere on the island that's home to nearly 3.5 million Americans.
Two women accused of poisoning the estranged half-brother of North Korea's ruler are pleading not guilty. Silti Aya of Indonesia and Don Thi Huang of Vietnam are suspected of smearing Kim Jong-nam's face with the banned VX nerve agent in February at a crowded airport terminal in Kuala Lumpur, killing him within 20 minutes. The women say they thought they were playing a harmless prank on him for a hidden camera show. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And welcome back to Get Healthy Hunterdon and stuff. Let's see, Tuesday night, Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 74. Calm winds becoming southwest around 6 p.m. in the afternoon. Wednesday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 58 degrees. We are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare facility. And we've been talking off air and then on air also with Heidi Spencer, who's the head person over there at Sugar Maple Jerseys and all. And we were talking off air about all the different things that she has to take into account for and process and build and repair and formulate and all. And the idea of organic was coming up and all. So let's talk a little bit more about that and how your farm is different from all those other farms that are out there.
Yeah, there's all different ways of farming. There's conventional farming, you know, there's organic, there's grass-fed, there's all different ways that you can do your farming. And it's a matter of, I don't necessarily think it's a matter of choice always for the farmer. It's a matter of, you know, using what you've got. You know, so for me, I would like to, for in the future, what I would like to see for our farm is I would like to see 100% grass-fed, and I would like to see, there's the thing, I don't know if, a lot of, some people are familiar if you know it, and some people are not, there's that A2-tested milk. So what A2 is, it's a protein in the milk. Jersey cows are known for being predominantly A2.
Oh, okay.
And that protein makes it easier for you to digest the milk, your body, naturally. So okay. Holstein milk, I believe, is A1, A2. Jersey milk is A2, but you'd have to be tested. It's a DNA test of hair, and it's expensive.
Oh, okay.
So I would like to get there one day. You know, eventually you begin testing the cows, and then you pick bulls and breed A2. So what I found at the markets, I've had a couple people come to me, and they say, you know, I'm lactose intolerant, Heidi, but I ate your cheese curds, and I was good. And I'm like, well, that's a big chance you took. I'm like, because you're here at your table, and I don't know what's going to happen if you have a problem, but... It just seems to be with, you know, with the cows grazing as they do and as, you know, natural as I like to keep things with the cows, a lot of grasses. They're out exercising every day, hanging out, just doing what cows do. Really, that's how I choose the farm. And it just seems to be reflecting in the products. You know, a lot of people seem to be really pleased with the products. But the organic, as I said, I don't have an issue with organic. I just don't know that I would want to use those practices. As I said, if my cow is sick, I'd like to give her medicine, to take the best care I can. We don't do any anything preventative where, you know, I think maybe there's no antibiotics in, like, the feed. The calves get the mom's milk. So I, you know, milk the cows and then feed the calves the same milk. So I don't use medicated milk replacer, anything like that. I do vaccinate, obviously. I mean, some people, you know, everybody feels differently about vaccines. I know I have them. My children have them. Of course, I'm going to vaccinate my cows, my pets, things like that. So organic might work for some people. It's just, it's not something that works for me. I just want to do right by my animals and just give them the best that I can.
Sure.
And keep everybody going, keep everybody happy. You know, so that's our choice. But I would like to go in this on the side of grass fed. Would just make it easier for me. Grass is readily available. It's easy to make grass hay. You know, you buy your grass baleage. It's difficult, I feel, to make sure the cow gets all of her, like, all the energy that she needs.
Sure.
For nutritionally speaking, I also want to make sure they get the best care. So right now, with me being about between 90% grass-fed in the summer and probably about 70 to 80 in the wintertime, works for me. So I'm not, you know, completely, you know, throwing the corn at the cows and everything.
About how many bales of hay does a cow eat? Like in the wintertime and stuff.
But basically the ration is based on how many, like how many pounds of.
Oh.
So I believe, so they would basically probably eat, oh my gosh, I got to think here. Like for example, alfalfa, they're getting at least 10 pounds of that hay.
Oh, okay.
Per cow per day.
All right.
You know, so they're getting that along with some corn silage, along with, you know, grass hay, some kind of grass hay. They're getting alfalfa baleage. So in the wintertime, it's hard. I can't even think right now.
Now, in the wintertime, are they still outside and things, or they come, they, you have like a big holding area and stuff where they don't get snowed on or rained on?
Well, they come in, actually, in the summertime, they spend nights and days outside.
Outside,
they come in just for milking. So once it starts to get a little colder at night, right around 40 degrees, the cows sleep inside at night.
Oh, okay.
The barn itself has water lines, water cups.
Oh, okay.
So the cows can drink. So essentially, we don't want the barn to freeze.
Right.
So they're, you know, it's like my barn full of heaters. So, and also for them, you know what I mean? It's better for them. They have their shelter. They have a loafing shed outside. Okay. So even in the second, they can hang out under the trees in the woods. They can hang out in their little shed and whatever they want to do. So in the winter, they come in. They stay in overnight after milking in the morning, depending on what the temperature is. You know, they go out every day as long as there's no ice and as long as it's not basically below 15 degrees. Ice is obviously, you know, cows' hooves, very slippery. So there's times where they have to stay in. But otherwise, I like to see them go out every day. They have their exercise. They do their thing. It adds a lot more to my day. It's a lot more work.
Right.
Definitely sacrifice production in that, but it's better for cow health, I feel.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and our guest today, hot off the farm, is Heidi Spencer from Sugar Maple Jersey's farm. So, Heidi, as we were talking off air and stuff, all about the different products and how you get your cheese made, which is an incredible story. So, why don't we go into that a little bit?
Yeah, we started. We, meaning the cows and I, we talked about it, and we started probably, this is our third market season.
Oh, okay.
So it once the milk prices were, you know, starting to, it looked like the market was going to start to drop a little bit, you know, I thought to myself, we're going to have to do something to supplement some income here, try to figure it out, market your products directly to the consumer. I did not start out wanting to sell cheese, you know, be a cheese hustler or anything like mm-hmm. that, but I've grown to like it. Actually, I'm really proud of the product and the milk the cows do. So what we do is take out probably about 200 gallons a week, and we take it to a cheesemaker. And he's located outside of Kutztown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So that in and of itself, and I do that myself. So we take the milk out, and we take it out there. So that's like a three-hour round trip.
Oh, geez.
And he, as I said, he's a Mennonite outside of Kutztown. So he has a goat dairy where he milks his own goats, and he has his little family there. So I think he has 9 children. It's crazy. Yeah. So, and they're all there. They're all there helping, and his wife, and it's really great. He's got all his little kids running around, and everybody's helping. They're milking the goats, and he bottles his milk and sells his goat cheeses. For him, for his income, what he likes to do is he brings in a couple dairy farmers and makes cheese for them.
Oh, okay.
So I take the milk out, and he has a couple small vats, you know, so maybe those 70 gallons here and, you know, 70 gallons of cheddar, and that gallons meaning the milk, you
right.
know. So it basically takes about 1 gallon of milk to make a pound of cheese.
Oh, okay.
So if I bring out 70 gallons of milk to make cheddar, I'm going to get back about 60 to 65, 70 pounds mm-hmm. of cheddar. So he does that, and so I bring it out to him. He makes small batches. I then pick it up. bring it back to the farm where it's stored. You know, some of the cheeses need to age.
Okay.
So we age some, and then we have some fresh products, and then I bring it directly to you. So it's very person-specific. It's very, I milk the cows, he makes the cheese, I sell you the cheese, which right. I really like. I really like the business being small like that. I really, it's very, very hands-on. Sometimes the cheese looks a little wonky. Or the somebody said, well, the piece was bigger last time. Well, that's what happens when it's not a machine.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes people, careful what you wish for. You know, everybody's, oh, I want natural food. I want local. And, well, why are there spots on your egg? I'm like, you're going to have to ask the chicken.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask the chicken because that's how it came out. I can't give you perfect, you know, people see an apple with spots on it. Well, we couldn't spray. We didn't spray. It's all natural. So basically, you know, it's not uniform sometimes. And the cheese is different sometimes. Sometimes this piece is amazing. Sometimes this one's different. You know, people are used to stuff in the store where everything's the same, consistency.
Yeah.
When you want local and you want, you know, the actual dairy farmer here milking the cow, selling you the cheese, it's going to be inconsistent. And it's not always going to be pretty. And I'm not always going to look my best. You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a rough day. So, but that's real. That's real. So if you want to support real farming and local and know your farmer and know exactly what you're getting, that's what you're going to get. Real, which is never consistent.
Right, exactly. Now, how can people, our listening audience, get a hold of you or go to your place, not your place so much, but where you're marketing it here locally?
We do have a website, which is sugarmaplejerseys.com. Also, try as much as I can to be active on social media. You know, I know that's important now. So we do Instagram and Facebook, which is Sugar Maple Jerseys. You can Google us where you find me anywhere. I'm actually not that hard to find. So if you just do Sugar Maple Jerseys, you can find me anywhere. Contact information. We're local at the single farmers market, you know, every Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's from 9 to 3, and that's year-round.
Year-round, inside. Okay. That's great.
And then in the market season, though, on Saturday, we do I do Metuchen.
Oh.
So I go to Metuchen, and then on Sunday, I go all the way down to Asbury Park.
Oh, geez. So you're all over then.
I am. I try. We're trying to bring it to the people, trying to share the goodness. And I do some wholesaling, so our cheese is available in Basil Bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
Here in Flemington and Clinton.
Very good.
Also, Blue Jingler Farm Market.
Yeah.
That's right down off of Route 12. Sell in the Homestead Farmers Market. We our cheese is also on the menu at Matt's Red Rooster Grill.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Yep, so we're doing, he does a chicken dish with Griggstown, with their chicken and our Gouda. I believe he uses maybe feta on one of his salads and stuff. Cheddar does a cheese plate. So we try to do things local. I appreciate everyone's support.
That is incredible. Like, you know, everybody, you know, having a product in it that they can use on, like, you know, a recipe or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's excellent, though.
Yep, so we do. And so then, so the products are available pretty easily, you know, or you could do an on-farm pickup, easy to find. We sell handmade butter, which I would say that's the jump off. Everybody's after the butter. If I don't have butter, I get run out of the market with
pitchforks
and torches. It's crazy.
Why don't you tell us about that butter?
It's just pasteurized cultured cream and a little bit of salt. That's it. And it's actually, I've had people complain that it tastes sweet. So, and I can't help it. I cannot help the Jersey goodness of the milk.
Yeah.
And so it's, I compared to, people say like an Irish butter, like a
Kerrygold. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I have people, they hoard it and they hide it and it only goes on their special bread. So it's pretty huge. So the butter is definitely something that I would say I'm most proud of. We also do a raw milk cheddar.
Oh, okay.
We do an aged pepper cheddar. We have an aged Gouda. We have fresh mozzarella, feta. We also do fresh cheddar cheese curds, which is something that people don't typically see often. So we do the cheese curds. I think that's it. I'm trying to think of my – and we do cream cheese. So here we're coming into the fall.
Oh,
so might
be
bringing – got to have a little pumpkin.
There you
pumpkin
go.
Cream cheese, right?
Oh, wow.
So those – so we do wholesale, as I said, and then we do we do retail at the farmers market. Cervenka Farms right down the street. They sell the cheese.
Oh, wow.
There's a place over in Wrightstown, Organon's. It's another natural market.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a bit of a hustle trying to get around everywhere. You know, but got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, cows got to eat and we got to buy the food. So that's how we're doing it.
That's incredible. We've got a few minutes left and stuff. How can people, again, get a hold of you, go look for you, and just find out about this natural, wholesome goodness of the products that you provide here and all?
As I said, just all you have to do is go to Google. I'm pretty sure most of your listeners know what that is. Even I know what that is. And just Sugar Maple Jerseys. And as I said, the website, sugarmaplejerseys.com. You have a business Facebook page. We have Instagram. My information's readily available. We're local in the, you know, at the Stengel Farmers Market. You can come there every Saturday. Definitely not hard to find. Right. I'm an easy girl to track down.
There we go. That's what every farmer in Hunterdon County would love to be, is an easy person to track down.
I don't want to be easy to track down, but it's part of the business. So I'm readily available for the most part.
That's incredible. And so having, you know, a great product and stuff, natural, from the wholesome, you know, products of, you know, the animals that you have on your farm. And, you know, you definitely do have a good-hearted nature for the animals that you do there and all. And the products that you, you know, turn out and stuff sound incredible. So, folks, you know, you definitely want to go on the website. You definitely want to get over to Stengel Pottery. Try some of these different products that she utilizes and provides for you and makes available to you from her products that she has for there on the farm and all. This hour just flew by, Heidi, and stuff.
I had a good time. I had my coffee here.
Yeah, there you
go.
You're in
great shape. I'm fired up, ready to go back to the farm and do my thing.
So we're going to take a break from here, and we'll see everybody back next week. And again, this is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief.
President Trump addressing the nation about last night's horrific shooting in Las Vegas.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
The official death toll from last night's shooting is still hovering at 50, but local officials are saying to expect that number to decline after the shooting when 64-year-old Stephen Panic opened fire on a crowd of concert goers from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. The gunman killed himself as police were about to enter his room. USA Radio News.
It's all about the Chiefs Redskins tonight, your last chance to beat Vegas this football weekend. You've seen the sports gambling movie that Hollywood made called Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. It's all about the life of the world's most successful professional sports handicapper, Brandon Lang. One of the reasons Hollywood made the movie is because Brandon Lang is 21-3 lifetime with his Super Bowl picks after scoring with the Patriots last year. You want to talk about delivering under pressure? He's done it his entire career. Washington, KC is Brandon Lang's biggest Monday night play of the season, and you can get it absolutely free by texting the word Monday to 30838. No pushy salesman, no hassles, no 800 numbers, no recorded messages. Just text the word Monday to 30838. Lang's biggest Monday night play of the season for free, no strings attached. His KC Washington winner, backed by in-depth analysis, is yours absolutely free. Just text the word Monday to 30838.
The new session of the Supreme Court gets underway. Correspondent Chris Barnes takes a look ahead.
Justices will be taking up cases involving same-sex weddings, sports betting, and cell phone privacy. One case concerning a Colorado baker's refusal to bake a cake for a gay couple's wedding. The baker arguing that making the cake for the couple violates his religious principles, while the couple claims it's discrimination. The court will also take up the issue of whether the federal government can stop New Jersey from allowing sports betting at casinos and racetracks.